This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. We come to the 17th juz, Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah number 10, very beautiful ayah, where Allah said, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Indeed, we have sent down for you, O mankind, a book, the Quran, in which there is dhikrukum, your mention or an honor for the believers. Will you not then understand? This ayah tells us to look for ourselves in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention us by name, but He mentioned people of certain kinds and He told us what happens to them. And therefore we need to find ourselves, and if we find ourselves in a good place, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for istiqamat and steadfastness. If we find ourselves in a bad place, we must immediately make istighfar and tawbah and change. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Everyone is going to taste death, and we shall make a trial of you with evil and with good. Both are tests, and to us you will be returned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Dhunnun or Yunus alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this beautiful ayah, where He said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The full ayat is, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَادِبًا فَظَنَّا أَلَّا نَقُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكْ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we accepted his dua. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ, and we freed him من الغم, from his sadness, from his trial, from his difficulty. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and this is how we free the believers. And Allah said, and remember the noon, Yunus alayhi salam, when he went off in anger and imagined that we shall not punish him, that calamities will not befall him, but he cried through the darkness saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin, none has the right to be worshipped but you, O Allah, you are glorified and exalted above all they associate with you. Truly I have been of the wrongdoers. So we answered his call and delivered him from distress, and thus we do deliver the believers. Rasulullah said that anyone who makes this dua with this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this dua. But beware of converting that into a bidah by creating practices that Rasulullah did not do. Bringing a whole bunch of orphans to sit and spread a sheet and spread counters and tamarind seeds and whatnot, and counting that and saying we did La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, which we've given this ayat the name of ayatul karima. All the ayat of the Quran are ayatul karima. It's not one special ayat. We say ayatul karima ka daur. What is this daur? Where did it come from? All of these are bidat. Leave all this. Make the dua. You say this ayat one time and make dua. Allah will accept this dua. There's no need to do all of this kind of drama for this. Then Allah said, Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. Truly this is your ummah. This is one brotherhood of faith, is one religion, and I am your Rabb, therefore worship me alone. And that is a message for all of us, to stop fighting each other and to be together. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this beautiful ayah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not but as a mercy for the alameen, for all that exists. This is our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. He has been sent as a mercy to all of the worlds, not just the human beings, but for the whole world and everything it contains and the whole universe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to truly appreciate this beautiful religion, truly appreciate our position as being the followers and the emulators of Rasulullah in our lives, and to be that those emulators, to emulate him and to benefit from that emulation. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand his kalam and to live by his kalam, which means to live by the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.